Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is a true story that just happened to me a couple hours ago in Dollar General. It's a store where you buy different things like laundry soap, paper plates, and coffee, and all sorts of things. So I was in my students, and I see that there's a person working at the store, and he is putting cups onto the shelf, and plates, and other things like that, like packs, and there's a thousand plates, and he's on the shelf, so five packages. And so I always try to say hello to the workers store. Idea person looks at somebody else as person. So I always try to look at the person like a worker and say hello. So I said to them, "Hey, how are you?"
All right.
Like I said, how's it going? Or something like that, just try to be friendly. And I didn't really think he was going to say too much, like, he didn't say, hey, Joe, okay, or something like that. But he really surprised me. He said to me, "I'm living the dream." And it was, like, completely enthusiastic and really meant it. And I said, "Wow, that's great. Wow, you really made my day." And, So I think a little bit about what it means to say that. What is the dream? What does it mean to live the dream? So for a Jewish person, you know what our dream is. Our dream is in Gula. A relationship with how things in Gula, waiting for the Mikdash, the waiting for the emotion, Aaron. And they're dreaming about it. But they're dreaming about it, and then they're living it. It's acting as if it's really happening. This is maybe the lesson of the story for me. The idea that instead of it just a relationship, a dream, but rather living it. That is, really, really treating one another here, and really making the world a place just like see it. So, Christmas Eve should happen.
Thank you for joining me for the story of the day.